This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 26, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Just to follow up a little bit on the two Canadian students with the racial slur arrest in Connecticut. You know, they could have said anything they wanted to about Donald Trump, white people, Christians. We could go down a big long list. I mean, this selective enforcement and this constant demonization, it's the creation of the racial divide. They want this class of civilizations. I had someone tell me this week, I was saying, you know, well, maybe if they impeach Trump, it'll kick his thing off. And they were saying, well, that's what they want. That's what they want. They want a civil war. Well, maybe they do. I don't know what they want. But that's maybe what they get. But civil war may be the wrong term to you. Civil war is when the people are fighting the people. Which that will come. But first, there probably should be with the revolution. That's when the people fight the government. But I don't know. You know, they are intentionally, obviously, creating this class of civilizations in this country. But we're going to see, I've said it, I've been saying it now for a while, but as we roll through the end of 2019 and get into 2020, and we head toward the election, we go through this impeachment process, we're going to start seeing, I mean, I really expect to see violence probably at levels we've not seen before over politics. And it seems like that may be well where they're pushing it, but I think that's what's going to ultimately come to fruition. Now, I'm going to put this in here because it'll be a good place to put it. It's not that long. This is Georgia Peach from this past Tuesday, and it's really kind of her, the way she introed into the broadcast. I wanted to share this with you. It's I'm playing it in case you go back and find it and want to know. I'm playing it from 7 minutes and 2 seconds to 10 minutes and 40 seconds. So Ken, let's play video one, the audio of Georgia Peach.
I have a natural affinity for anybody whose name is Georgia Peach. That's a really Southern, beautiful name. And why don't we bring her on? Have you got her online?
Yes, I'm here. And thank you, Andy, for that great introduction. I'd like to clarify something about my show. When I began talking about white people, our white European people, I wasn't talking about white like the color of paint, because what we see with our eyes doesn't tell the whole story. I was talking about our culture, our heritage, our language, our history, our morality, and our values. How we as a people identify. It was not us who took the melody out of music, the pride out of appearance, the commitment out of marriage, the responsibility out of parenthood, the togetherness out of family, the civility out of behavior, the learning out of education, and the nativity scenes out of our cities, and the service out of patriotism. Because, you see, our people understand the meaning of patriotism, and we honor those who have fought and given their life so that we might remain free. My only sin was standing up and speaking this way about our people, those brave people who have given us all of the glorious wonders of Western civilization. Now, because I am a proud pro-white European, I became a victim of a Judetah, as Dr. Patrick Slattery has so brilliantly coined that word. Because I began to talk about the decline and the debasement of our people, I was saying things that had never been said or heard on AM radio. I became a white civil rights activist. I kept talking about the genocide of my people, how they want to replace us by ethno-cleansing us. At first, gentlemen, I heard crickets out there in the listening audience, but as I continued to speak those words and talk about it again and again, people started to catch on because I had created a safe platform for them. They began to call and use the words white genocide. They started to share stories of how their kids are being shamed in school, what's happening to their young people on college campuses with all of this white privilege, white shame, and white guilt that's put upon them. Well, my show took off like a rocket. The audience grew, and people across and outside the country began tuning in, and this was all by word of mouth. But because my message was becoming too effective, they had to find a way to silence me. Now, according to the owner, my show was the most popular show that he had in the 30 years of owning his station. But none of this mattered because Santa Cruz, California, has been taken over by Zionist supremacists. Dr. Duke, the people who came after me were the same people who shut down a very fine restaurant here in Santa Cruz, Omay. And I know you're probably aware of that story, are you?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am. I've talked to a gentleman, a very brave gentleman, who supported me with a large contribution in my Senate race. Not like the oligarchs give to people like Hillary Clinton and, or for that matter, even Donald Trump. But
okay, I know that sounds like it kind of abruptly ended, but I didn't want to go through all of that. But I just wanted the essence of that I thought was really interesting, and you can listen to it in its entirety. But it's amazing that voices like that are so successfully shut down. And I know the restaurant story there is incredible too. I did reach out again to Paul Craig Roberts, and I heard back, and he is going to tentatively. We're working on a late in November possible hour interview. So I'm hoping to have I've interviewed Paul Craig Roberts a couple of times. If you're reading his column, if you're not reading his column, you'll enjoy it. Paul Craig Roberts, I think it's .com. It could be .org. I'm not sure. But anyway, former assistant secretary to the Treasury under the Reagan administration, but he is, I guess the word would be woke. He is putting out a lot of information and culture too. I'm not one to promote mainstream media figures like Ann Coulter, but she has been nailing it on the head in several different ways. How about this? California governor pardons three immigrant felons to avoid deportation. The California governor intentionally pardoning immigrant felons to help them avoid deportation. Governor Gavin Newsom, this was Breitbart.com, pardoned three illegal felons last week to help them avoid being deported from the United States. Newsom, who oversees the most pro-illegal immigration state in U.S. history, pardoned three immigrants. I'm not going to try to say their names here, but one's from Iran, one's from Cambodia, another one from El Salvador, in order to erase their criminal records and to help them avoid deportation back into their native countries. I mean, you know, how do you frame that in any way, shape, or form that you are benefiting the native population? Now, in California, maybe at this point, you know, his native population or his population is so overwhelmingly illegal that, you know, maybe he is helping his constituents by doing that. I don't know. I mean, the stuff that's coming out of California now is just incredible. And, you know, the headline right now on Drudge is bigger, longer blackouts could lie ahead in California. And I've talked to several people, heard people calling into shows from California, and they're saying that because of the environmental laws, they don't have the right to clean up wood debris and to maintain things so that you don't have such a possibility of wildfires. And I also heard someone else saying that lives in California that their energy companies had failed miserably at maintaining their power poles, which I've always thought, you know, they should always be working to slowly put all this underground. I know that's probably an immense feat to overtake, but whatever. But anyway, so now California is back. I mean, the liberal governments that's in place in so much of California, we're seeing the results of this in so many different ways, from the homelessness to the drug addiction to the overwhelming debt in these cities and the state, to the inability to even maintain the electrical grid and put fires out. This latest fire was the Tick Fire, the names that they come up with. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Manchester Evening News. You know, we have to talk about sometimes what's actually happening in Europe, because none of it gets reported here. The Yellow Vest protests are still going on. There's large protests going on in France, unreported. There's protests going on in Italy. I mean, it's just the world. And what about the Brexit? The never-ending saga of how so difficult it is to unhinge ungrate from the European Union, that 3 years and now some change, they're still masquerading. They keep saying we need to bring it back to a vote. I mean, if you want, and this was in mainstream media, and I don't care. You would have to redefine the word less and make it mean less than it does now for me to care any less about Harry and what is it, Merkel? What? I forget his wife's name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Starts with an M. But anyway, they came out this week and said they were going to take a break. They needed to take a break. And all the news media is, they're taking a break. And I'm like, from what? What do they? All they do is go around and make a gigantic carbon footprint while telling everybody else to, you know, get off fossil fuels and, you know, just parade around and do nothing. They're famous for being famous. I don't know why the people over there carry on with that ridiculous charade of the royal family, but what have you. Manchester Evening News, a teenage tree surgeon had his hand chopped off with an axe in an appalling attack carried out by an armed mob sparked by road rage in Rochdale. A court heard the victim, then aged 18, was one of four workmates set upon on Church Road, Newbold, on the afternoon of October 17th, by a gang of up to 20 men. They had been summoned by Habibur Rahman, who called the victims white bastards who were in his country. Menchil Street Crown heard one of the mob, Mohammed Awais Sajid, known as Skinny, came armed with an axe. Others were carrying knives, machetes, a claw hammer, and a knuckle duster. Not sure what that is. Sajid wielded the axe twice in quick succession, the court heard, first slashing the victim in the chest, shattering his ribs, and collapsing a lung. Describing the second blow, the prosecutor said he followed up with a 360-degree spin of his arm, an act which was doubtless employed to enhance the speed. The blow itself was aimed at the victim's head. He was dimly aware at this stage of the weeping blood down his waistband. He was turning his body, attempting to leave the scene. Through good fortune, he said he realized the axe was above him, aiming for his head. He put his arm up to defend himself. The blade essentially severed his arm at the wrist. The victim, who the Manchester Evening News is choosing not to name, staggered away and was airlifted to a hospital where he underwent life-saving emergency surgery. His hand was partially reattached, although the victim has required further 5 surgeries in the past 2 years. He will only ever recover 60% of his arm and remains physically and mentally scarred by the events the court heard. So the 20-man gang, which this news, they probably can't even print in Ungrate, whether people's there illegally. But these 20 men, Muhammad Awais Sajid, these 20 men, the other 19 like him, they may be there legally. I mean, Ungrate's been bringing them in. But this is the result. I mean, I could do this story all day, every Saturday, of all of the violence that's pointed to the native population of these European countries, because they have a traitorous sellout government that does not pursue the interests of the native population. It's laughable that they're pursuing the interest of the native population because they are creating the class of civilization intentionally, and this is the results of it. You know, and it is just unbelievable that simultaneously all these governments in these countries would begin to completely work against the best interest of their very own constituents. I mean, you know, we've talked at length on this broadcast about the worst human that draws a breath on the planet, Angela Merkel, and what she has done to the people of Germany. And, you know, I did hear Donald Trump this past week. He had said that the days of wars in the Middle East and then bringing the people that hate us to live here is over. And, I mean, that's exactly what, now, whether he'll do it or not, you know, my face weak, but I'm just saying that's what he said. And for the people to hear that is really good because they've heard us say that. They've heard your friends and family and neighbors have maybe heard you say that was what was going on. But I'm here to tell you, people seem to have a hard time believing it. When you would tell them that we're creating these wars in the Middle East and then we're bringing the very people that hate us to live here, which 90-some percent always stay on some sort of government subsidies. It's not beneficial. It's ridiculous. But yet the media, you know, they always go out and they try to find the success case. They never talk about the drunk driving incidents, the driving on the wrong side of the road, the rape, the murder. They never talk about any of that, the prison overcrowding, the having to build more schools, the increase of the tax base so you can hire more police officers because the place is unsafe, you got no-go zones. They never talk about that. They don't want you to know that. They hope you never hear that. But that's actually, you know, positively what it creates. Now, Sweden's the worst of them all. And listen to this. We're just coming. It's Breitbart in this story. Minister of Public Administration Lena Micko claimed Sweden needs more refugees to fill jobs despite the unemployment rate of migrants being several times higher than for native-born Swedes. They always use this excuse, we need the workers. We need workers, you know. That's a cover story for what we need is more poison. More poison is the solution. Miss Micko, a member of the ruling Social Democrats, said that without more refugees and economic migrants, the Swedish economy will collapse. So, you know, all the crime, the fact that they don't actually get jobs and end up on welfare doles, none of that matters. What we need is more poison. In many places, they have also succeeded very well with educational efforts, labor market initiatives, getting people into jobs. And you also need a lot of refugees because there's a lack of staff, Micko claimed during a television segment opposite populist Sweden Democrat leader Jimmy Åkesson. I didn't print off the whole story, but I think you get the gist of it. They go around and parade around and say these absurd statements to anybody with any common sense. I mean, what difference does it make how great your economy is if you have a social structure that is completely incompatible, incohesive, crime-ridden, and is actually all it does is generate animosity between the races and creates the clashes? Because that's the desired event. That's what they want to have happen. And they know it will. And it does. So they keep on. And the other thing that gets me about this, you got all these church groups, Lutherans, the Catholics. You got all these church groups that work hand over fist tirelessly. And I really do believe some of them think they're doing a good work. I really do. I think there's people in there that really think they're doing the Christian thing or whatever. And they aid and assist in the destruction of the country in which they live because they are so blinded by their faith or they're up in it and know what they're doing. It could be either one. But these groups work as well. You got your government, these religious organizations, these NGOs. I mean, it's almost like the deck is stacked so bad. We're coming up on a break. I tell you what, it'll be a good time. We'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. You can agree, disagree, share other news, or comment on the stories that we've done. You can have your say. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on y'all. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we've got Jay in West Virginia, Paul in New Jersey coming up. Jay, how you doing today? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about a topic that I first heard on your show. Frank from North Carolina several months ago mentioned this biological warfare laboratory called Plum Island off the coast of Long Island. And I had never heard of that, about it. And I went and looked into it. There's several books on this topic, and I got one of the books. It's called Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of the Government's Secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory. And Frank was right. This biological warfare laboratory, the incompetence is absolutely shocking. It's like the Three Stooges running a biological warfare lab. They were doing all kinds of research on some of the worst pathogens and viruses in the world, like the Marburg virus, which is a precursor of Ebola. And anyway, two of the diseases that they or biological warfare agents that they were working on did escape from this Lab 257 back in 1975. They were doing research on impregnating exotic germs into ticks, and these ticks were bred and of course, you know, birds that would fly to the island would pick up the ticks, and the next closest coast northward was 10 miles away, the coast of Connecticut, and that's where Lyme disease outbreak first happened in the town of Old Lyme, Connecticut. And not just Lyme disease, but also West Nile virus that's spread throughout the country. They were doing research on African Rift Valley fever, and that escaped the laboratory. It's just incredible the incompetence that this lab was run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I guess the U.S. Army initially, you know, during World War II, was doing all this research at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and they decided it would probably be a better idea to, you know, change the name and let a different governmental organization take over the project. So they transferred it over to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they're thoroughly incompetent. And so I just wanted to update your audience on what Frank from North Carolina had had pointed out several months ago. It's true, this biological warfare laboratory did exist, and that's the reason why we have Lyme disease and West Nile virus throughout the country.
That's a real interesting story. I'm glad you brought that up, because I heard you say, and I didn't know what the name of that book was, but even Unsealed Files did a story on Plum Island, and was the first person, the first diagnosed case with Lyme disease, wasn't they U.S. military or not?
According to this book, and there's several other books, this is the first book I've gotten, and there's another book entitled Bitten that recently came out. This book came out in 2004, but there's several books on it, and according to this book, the first victim of Lyme disease was a nuclear power plant security guard. You know, they're out patrolling the perimeter of the nuclear power plant, I guess in Connecticut, I forget this specifically, but this security guard's the first guy that came down with it, and then a cluster of children came down with this unknown disease that they called Lyme disease, because the town was Old Lyme, Connecticut, and this was 1975.
And they were going to—they wanted spread. To weaponize ticks and make it where they could just drop them over an area, and a disease outbreak would happen, and the people would, you know, be clueless, at least for a good long while, what was even happening. That's very interesting. I've looked into Plum Island too, and it's but I didn't know to that extent. But when you couple that with like MK Ultra, Plum Island, these experiments that the government was willing to do on the population of the country without them knowing, or at least they were derelict in their duty to contain it and allowed it to get out. And now Lyme disease, you know, Lyme disease is no joke. I've got a friend that's got Lyme disease, and it's rough.
Well, no, of course, they specifically choose pathogens that are very debilitating, because they want to try to, debilitate the soldiers. And for Lyme disease, they were using a bacteria closely related to syphilis, and of course, syphilis attacks the central nervous system, this relative of syphilis, Borrelia burgdorferi guy. I hear the
hang on for me, Jay. We'll wrap this. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on Alternative Media. Baron in the studio, and I was trying to think what led to that discussion while we were talking about Lyme disease. And I remember now, Representative Chris Smith, a Republican from New Jersey, is trying to pass an amendment for the Defense Department to investigate the origins of Lyme disease, because this representative believes that the government created it. And I guess, to this day, the government still tries to deny that they did this, but I think it's pretty much out in the open. I'll give you the last word, Jay. Anything else you'd like to say? I'm glad you shared the name of that book with me.
It's very clear that this came from this biological warfare laboratory, and of course the government does not want to admit that they're responsible, because that would open up all kinds of lawsuits against the government. It's just absolutely shocking that our government could be so incompetent, be allowed to be working on these horrible pathogens and be so incompetent that they'd release, through accidents, release it to the general public. So it's not just Lyme disease, it's also West Nile virus.
Wow.
Well, incredible. And then put that with all that they did in MK Ultra, and other things. Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. We got Jack, It, and Tony from Chicago coming up. Paul, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Farron, concerning your comments you made in the beginning of the show when you were discussing ISIS, the first thing I'd like to say is the first rule of Mossad Club is you do not talk about Mossad Club. And you see, when we have a Jewish-run media, and you know Lester Holt's boss is Jewish, that's Brian Roberts, of the CEO of Comcast. Then, of course, you have Robert Iger of ABC, Disney, and then of course the famous Murray Rothstein of Viacom and CBS, and you could also even include the Murdochs of Fox, that the Jewish media masters don't want us to figure out what was going on with ISIS all along, because what you're going to see is a pattern, and that's why I say the first rule of Mossad Club is you do not talk about Mossad Club. You see, they don't want you to know the agenda, and they hid it for us, what was going on in Syria, for years before it slowly eked out, and it even took me a while to figure it out. But it comes down to a pattern, and the pattern's quite simple, is what Jews will do is instigate fights between Gentiles. The Gentiles will slaughter each other, and the Jews will move into the depopulated war zone afterwards and buy up the place and potentially even colonize afterwards. You could even argue that's what happened in World War II. And you can see that the Zionists and our Jewish friends, they will actually ally with the most vile ISIS mercenaries and have them do their dirty work. But as long as the ISIS mercenaries follow the main principle, which is A, do not talk about Mossad Club, but B, no Jews will be harmed, they're allowed to do what they do, and they will be funded. And their atrocities will be sugar-coated, and it will be approved. And the media will, you know, cover it up and not let anybody know what's really going on. Likewise, the same process happened in the Ukraine, where you have Jewish oligarchs like the name of Igor Kolomoisky, who funded the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion, which committed some atrocities, and were used as, again, Zionist mercenaries to slaughter Slavs. And that's why American Jews like Victoria Nuland, right, our former ambassador to Ukraine, she would egg on the neo-Nazis, give them cookies in public square, and basically help fund and channel arms to these Ukrainian neo-Nazi misguided hotheads and get them to fight their ethnic Slavic Russian brothers. Again, sticking to the two rules of do not talk about Mossad Club and no Jews will be harmed. And so I just wanted to sum that up as to an easy pattern for people to spot when you're observing these affairs and simple rules of what's going on.
And you know, it came out, mainstream media barely touched on it, but it's out there. Israel, one of Israel's generals admitted that they were giving medical aid to ISIS. And of course, ISIS never attacked Israel. And you're right. You know, there was those that could see through this early on and was claiming ISIS was absolutely an asset of the CIA and, you know, the whole agenda. I mean, if you really think about what happened in Syria, creating this war to supposedly topple Assad, siding with ISIS to fight the army of the duly elected Syrian government, and then creating the refugee problem by design and all of the militarized aged men leave out of Syria to go into Germany and where have you, and created this whole disastrous situation, killing tens of thousands of people. It's just so horrific. I think it's tough for people to wrap their minds around. I think one of the best things that came out in all of this that helped to wake people up that I used was when you had that picture of that truck that said Joe's Plumbing Service somewhere in Texas, and ISIS is in it, F-350 Ford Super Duty, and they're going across Syria with Joe's Plumbing on the side. If that wasn't a red flag, I don't know. But yeah, excellent points as always, Paul. I agree. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just remember, as long as no Jews are harmed, the slaughter can continue. And as for the refugees, those are Gentile refugees. And where are they going to go into Europe among the Gentiles? So to the Mossad, it's fine with them. And that's why, unlike Charles Kirk, right, Israel is not our best friend. And on that note, thank you, Perrin.
Hey, thank you so much. Paul in California, patiently holding. Thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind? I'm sorry, Jack in California. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Perrin. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad to have you on.
Yeah, listen, I've been listening to you on your archives. I pull them around 12 noon every Saturday and listen to your show. I woke up early this morning. I didn't catch everything you had to say, but you spoke about California a little bit, so I thought I'd call in and talk about that. But before doing so, I just want to tell you about your friend who's suffering from Lyme disease. Rick Adams on RBN has a doctor that he speaks to, once a month that talks about how they can cure Lyme disease with oregano oil. Now, I've never used oregano oil to cure Lyme disease for myself, although I'm an outdoorsman and I spend a lot of time out in the brush in the outdoors of California, but I do use it for tooth pain, and it works really well. It kills the pain on the spot, and it numbs it up. So I would urge your friend and yourself to check out Rick Adams, maybe talk to him and listen to the archives about this doctor who talks about oregano oil. In terms of California, I've seen a lot of things take place here. In Santa Ana, California, which is the county seat for Orange County, they've moved an entire homeless tent city that was along the Santa Ana riverbed down to San Clemente, California, which is the last town in Orange County before you come across Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base in North San Diego County. So they literally relocated a homeless tent city from 30 miles in the mid area of the county all the way down to middle-class neighborhoods in San Clemente. And it's unbelievable. Amongst brand-new developed homes, they've got a tent city. Just in the last year, this has taken place. I was up in Bishop, California, along the U.S. 395, which tracks against the eastern Sierra Nevadas from San Bernardino all the way up to Carson City, Nevada, doing some fly fishing and camping at high elevation in the mountains. And I met a cattle rancher in Bishop, and I just wanted to let people know that there are people like this cattle rancher in Bishop, California, who said that California used to be a conservative state. And it's just unbelievable what's happening here. There's a lot of people that are conservative, and those that are keen and understand what's going on oftentimes are leaving. They're going to Wyoming, they're going to Idaho, they're going to Oregon, which is really no better than California, but people are leaving. It's a fight that can't be won. There's too many diverse peoples here that are changing the policies on a local, state, and federal level.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I always think of California. I used to watch, like, Chips, and you would think of California as being like that, the beautiful, clean beaches. It's horrific what's happened, and it's really an example of liberal ideas put in place, and it just running amok. I mean, it's totally insane. It boggles my mind. And as the people leave, you know, and you're just, I don't know what the future holds for California. It looks pretty dim, but it looks pretty dim for the whole country unless some real change comes to this nation.
Well, they put this San Francisco mayor into office in the governor's office, Gavin Newsom, and he's literally ratified some state laws that are destructing the Second Amendment, you know, with these red flag gun grab laws. So I'm probably moving back to my native state of Michigan. I've been here 20 years. It is the Golden State. It's a beautiful place if you're an outdoorsman. However, the policies are ruining the culture. They're ruining the economy. The writing's on the wall. It's like, it's going to be hard to pull myself away from here, but, you know, the chances of having a secured future are dim. So, you know, the bottom line is there are a lot of people here that want to get out and can't get out, they just don't know. But, you know, I'll give you some insight. In Orange County, I spent some time in Garden Grove, which is called Little Vietnam. It's the largest Vietnamese community in the United States. And I spent some time in there, just, you know, in the neighborhood. And I was in a restaurant, and I saw, you know, some young kids ordering some food. And if you just look at the background, the demographic of, like, five kids hanging out to each other, one white kid, two Vietnamese, two Polynesian-looking kids. So, you know, wherever the case, these kids grow up going through public schools, and they grow up in a very diverse culture. They're not growing up, say, in a Christian European neighborhood where everyone's Italian or Greek and have the same type of mindsets. So I can understand how these people have a liberal mindset, how it develops in their childhood. When you grow up in California, you know, there's a lot of conservatives, most likely in the rural area. But when you get into these populated areas, they're liberals. And you can see why, because they grow up indoctrinated, conditioned, and ultimately brainwashed on behalf of the guys that are obviously trying to ruin this state and ruin America. So I just wanted to leave you with that. I'm glad that I was able to call in. And if you have any questions, I'll answer them for you. In terms of the power lines, I haven't had any issues with power here in SoCal, but there is discussion about putting lines under the ground. But whatever the case, the game plan is to basically take away our rights, ruin the state, and turn it into this communitarian and communist form of government.
And I know that's the goal. That's the goal, Jack. For California and for the entire nation. It's sad, and I would like to ask you some questions, but I'm going to try to get everybody on this on hold. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in and giving us some insight from California. I wish we had more time, but again, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to It in North Carolina. Then we got Tony in Chicago. Tony, I'm going to get you. You stay there. So It in North Carolina, you're on.
Yeah, Farron, you know, my personal assessment of what happened to California is the Jew happened to California. The Jew happened to America. The Jew happened to Sweden. The Jew happened to Germany. The Jew happened to Ungreat Britain. The Jew. It's real simple. Now, if there's some other group that people want to debate about is up and above, behind the Jew, like, you know, the what are they, reptilians or whatever? I don't know. But even if there were some alien force behind the Jews, it makes the Jew no less culpable. They're still culpable for all of this because they're involved as a group. They're the ones running the show. So I would direct people to go to truthtellers.org. Truthtellers.org. I don't follow Chuck Baldwin anymore. I used to follow him a little bit back in 2006, 7, 8, 9, maybe. And I had a lot of disagreements with him, but it looks like he's come a long way. He's really hardcore. Now, he comes at things from an evangelical or Christian point of view. So, you know, there's a little gray area there for me. But, I mean, he sticks by his principles, and he really gives some hardcore reality checks. He's got a recent posting, I don't know what you call it, report, story, article, I guess, on Trump. The Trump presidency and everything that's going on. I would, I've heard about it on a couple of shows, and I would just direct people to go to truthtellers.org if they're interested in getting a hardcore reality check about Trump. Now we have to remember, you know, Trump, he wasn't even a Republican. I mean, you and I know about the Republicans. That was great, by the way, in the first hour. You went through a litany of descriptions about, what the Republican Party is. That was very well done, very creative. But you know, he was never even a Republican. I mean, he's not a conservative. He's about money. He's about himself. He's about money. He's about promoting himself. He's about satisfying his own ego. It's all about him, man. He's a showman. He likes being popular. He'll say anything. I don't see any evidence suggest he's going to do anything to stave off the destruction of America. In fact, some people think that what's really going to happen is it, people are actually going to become extremely demoralized. And Chuck Baldwin talked about this. He believes that Trump has single-handedly destroyed the patriot movement in America. And I know that sounds counterintuitive to a lot of people and everything, but it's interesting. Just go take a look at it. Also, I think the most important story of the day for me is this Judicial Watch story that you're talking about ISIS. Now, you and I have been talking about this since the very beginning. We knew ISIS is Israeli secret intelligence services. That's actually what it is. You can go. That was on public. That was on public TV like 20 years ago or something. They asked, "What do you call yourselves among your different branches of, you know, intelligence in Israel?" Well, we just commonly refer to ourselves as ISIS. They love to put this stuff right out in front of the goyim, in front of the Gentiles. But anyway, I'd like to spread that. I'd like to get a link for that report. I'm not on the internet, but I miss that. I hadn't heard anybody else talking about it. But anyway, good job, and I'll let you go, man. I know you're short on time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, if anyone wants that link, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll send it to you. It is, again, it was newspunch.com. Okay, Tony in Chicago, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Farron, yeah. Frank brought up Truth Tellers. .org. It's not Chuck Baldwin. It's Reverend Ted Pike out of Oregon. Did you happen to catch him on Rents this week, Aaron?
I did not, Reverend Pike. I had a couple people email me about it after it had happened. Tell us what night it is if you remember. I might like to go back and look.
I don't even remember. This time has gone by so fast here, and I'm at my breaking point in Chicago. I have to get out of here some. I can't even remember. But anyway, let's get to the point here. We're running out of time. It was all about this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that the communist Christ killers at the Anti-Defamation League is trying to get going in the Senate. It's S-852. Just get to the point here. During the summer, I don't know if you were aware of this Night to Honor Israel event in Washington, D.C. It's Fake Christians United for Israel Conference. Okay. You remember when they had that this summer in D.C., Farron?
Seems like
Christians United.
I'm just gonna get
to the point. Okay, and the reason I'm bringing this up, this article here, and you need to go to truthtellers.org and click on the top link, you know, with the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Okay. This Kufi, I was unaware of this. They were pushing this thing, okay, at this conference, and 5,000 of these deceived, and I'm sorry, in my mind, they're just total dirtbag people. They're filth, okay, that attended this thing. They're not Christian, okay? This is Noahide. This is what this is. This is what Pastor Hagee is. This is a Noahide agenda, okay, that, you know, has been explained on NoMoreNews.org. That's all this is. They're not Christians. They don't worship Jesus Christ. They worship Jews. Okay, and the point is, this act, okay, this thing that they're trying to push, I don't know how far it's going to go, it eviscerates the First Amendment, okay? It is just total treason, this thing, that these people, they were actually, that 5,000, I don't know how many of them, was like AIPAC, they were, you know, going through the halls trying to push this garbage, okay? If you read through that, they give all examples of this anti-Semitism, their definitions, and they want to incorporate this into the Civil Rights Act, and they wanna prosecute people on college campuses if they break, you know, if they talk any of this stuff. It's to protect intimidation of the Jewish students, and let's face it, the only intimidation of students going on the college campuses around this nation are intimidation of white students. Okay, through all this, you know, this false paradigm of, you know, white supremacy, white privilege, and blah, 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 which you had brought up earlier, okay? And this was what's going on. These people, these knucklehead people, and they're not Christians. They're Noahiders, and they go to Noahide centers, okay? Because you did bring up these church people are, you know, are subverting this country. I mean, certain groups of them are, not everybody, but certain groups of them. And this is an example of it. It's right here. It's right here. Hey, did you catch that? Did you go to Truth Tellers, Farron?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now because we had talked about this back in September when it was in the news, so to speak. And yeah, you can pull that up, truthtellers.org. Ted Pike was Wednesday night, third hour, I heard from a listener. So yeah, and I mean, if you read this and the way they're trying to, it's all about creating this definition and everybody accepting it in the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. And unfortunately, you know, the Congress and the Senate like to get behind this kind of thing right here because for, you know, all kind of various reasons that we know. So, hey, thanks for bringing that to our attention, Tony. We're almost out of time. I'll give you the last word if there's anything you'd like to say quick.
Anyway, I mean, it's impossible that this thing could be passed. It's just, it's totally against the First Amendment, even more than that bill that they passed in Florida that pertains to the, you know, the school system there. Okay,
but you know, Tony, they are passing laws like in New York where if you call an illegal alien, it's $250,000. It's insane. But you're right. In a real world, you wouldn't be able to.
Anyway, if anybody's from Tennessee out there, please go to this article and call Lamar Alexander. I don't know how far you're going to get from him, but that Blackburn lady. Okay, she's a Jew lover. Well, they're all Jew lovers. They're all Israel lovers. But I mean, this is just so outrageous. They actually could pass this. Whether Trump would sign it, I don't know. It would go right through the House because the Democratic Communist Party is against the First Amendment, and then it has to go to the Supreme Court. But anyway, these dirtbag people at Hagee's conference were actually in there passing this thing. And I'm sorry, they're culpable for destroying this nation. Okay, if they want to hide behind a so-called church, it's not a church. It's a Noahide center. They don't worship Jesus Christ. This dirtbag Hagee doesn't worship Jesus Christ. And that's how, you know, the organized religion, I know I got it, you want to go. Organized religion is just so perverted in this country. It's to the point where, you know, you really have to start criticizing these people. I'm sorry. That's why the Jews took over so many of these churches, because to use them to push their agenda. Because no one wants to go against church people, pastors, reverends, and priests, okay? And it's gotten to the point it's so outrageous, so in your face, and people still don't want to go after this because it's a church, it's a religion, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry. It's not that anymore. It's the destructor. They're openly trying to destroy our Constitution. I'll let you go. Thanks, Farron.
Hey, thanks so much. I got music. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.